This is RNIB Newsagent. Welcome to this recording of the July 2016 issue of History Today. Article selections have been made by the editorial team and are covered by copyright. But first, from the editor. I have long felt guilty about my attraction to Italian fascist architecture, for which I blame an early addiction to filmmaker Bernardo Bertolucci's 1970 expression study of political compromise and deceit, Il Conformista. Yet if there is a more beautiful 20th century building than the vast post office that graces central Naples, I have yet to see it. So I felt a sense of relief when, in June, Jonathan Meads, TV's most brilliant, belligerent and historically aware auteur, devoted 90 minutes to the subject in his documentary Ben Building, Mussolini, Monuments and Modernism, which examined architecture under the regime of the dictator who could not dictate. Meads has long made plain his detestation of fascism and totalitarianism of all kinds, as well as his militant atheism. Previously, he has made coruscating, thrilling programmes on architecture under Hitler and Stalin. But he makes a crucial point when he says, "The attribution to inanimate objects of humours or moral qualities is half-witted. Can a car be fascist?" The best of Italian architecture, produced during Mussolini's time, has survived, despite Il Duce and his thugs. Much of it is extraordinary. The best of it is sublime. And so to the ridiculous. At exactly the same time that Meads' playful provocations were being broadcast on BBC Four, BBC Two offered us the first episode of Versailles, a rompy-pompy French drama, allegedly the most expensive ever made in that country, which purports to give life to the court of the Priapic Sun King.